coming up on VNN.
Goth. I mean, I don't know, something about dark hair and dark lipstick, or dark hair with colored. Mm-hmm. Some girl that looks like she like snorts a line of coke.
Fuck yeah.
Smokes a cigarette for breakfast. It's just like, I want to have kids with one of them.
For a good 2 semesters, I was like A's or nothing.
Yeah.
I didn't.
That shit did not last.
Did you get any A's? No.
I did get, for one, I only had 1 semester where I got straight A's. And nice. Then the rest, I was like A's and B's. And then this last one almost failed.
Jesus Christ. It's all right.
The keys to dating sometimes is, especially if you're broke, is knowing how to have a good time with the least amount of money. Let's just say you're about to go on a date with this girl. And you see her and you're like, where's your dress and your high heels? And she's just wearing like jeans. And she's like, what? You know, I didn't say. It's like, huh. Well, I guess this is what you get for not wearing a dress and heels. You pull up to McDonald's.
Welcome back to another episode of VNN. This is episode 32. I'm your host, Nick. Victor and Nico are your co-hosts. And enjoy the episode.
You know, I have a great idea for this podcast. I have. It is great. We go around. We find the safest homeless person. And we bring them on.
No way. I have thought of that, actually.
Nico's mic's not on. Is your mic on?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry about that.
What are you doing with the fucking... With the...
You said fix it with the tape, so I did.
No, I meant like tape the thing.
Oh. This is what I thought of when you said that. That's
fine, I guess.
I don't... What would we talk about with the homeless person?
Well,
we'll ask him how he got homeless.
Yeah, ask him. That could be our niche. How'd you get homeless?
I don't think I really want to normally bring homeless people to my home.
See, if we
no
had
offense
a, like,
to them, I'm just like, I don't want to make that a normal thing.
If we had like a location, I think that would be cool. Yeah,
exactly.
Have you seen those videos on YouTube where they bring like crackheads or like gangbangers or like whatever, and they interview them, and it's like dark and depressing interviews?
Yes.
It's like, how did you become a prostitute? You know, yeah, I started fucking when I was 15.
Wait, are you bringing this up because you're homeless now?
Oh, yeah.
No, actually not. Speak on that. I didn't.
Oh. But I thought you were going to, like, well, I'm homeless. Some shit.
No, but, you know, it does make sense. Maybe I did it subconsciously.
Well, how did you become homeless? Tell the people. Tell the
Yeah.
The I became homeless because I was financially irresponsible. And I'm thankful for that because I have learned that I can't be financially irresponsible.
So were you financially irresponsible?
Strip clubs
for one.
No shit.
Strip clubs.
Bars.
Bars.
Women. I don't know if that was the case or not.
Boozing. Dating.
Damn.
Eating good food. Thinking I could depend on the government to send me to war quickly.
Didn't work.
Those dudes never called.
Shit.
So I am now homeless. And you know what? It's all right. It's not that bad.
Well, at least you have a car.
It's not bad. I mean, I just hit the gym. You know, I shower at the gym. I go to a library. And I go to sleep.
Where do you sleep?
At friends' houses or in my car.
But what library do you go to?
There's a lot of libraries. Wherever nearby.
Free?
Yeah, mm-hmm. There's public libraries.
Yeah, you can just walk in and do your thing.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I got my...
The Wi-Fi's free, too?
And the Wi-Fi's free. The Wi-Fi's good, too.
I thought you had to, like, pay for the...
It's free. The public...
For the library card to get on the Wi-Fi.
No. Look. My library card is free.
Wow.
It's nice. San Antonio Public Library.
What do you do in the library? You just watch videos?
Read.
Oh, okay.
What?
I'm just wondering.
He reads.
I'm just wondering. I was just wondering.
I read at a fucking library.
I don't go to... I go to the library at school. I don't fucking read.
What do you go to the library?
Huh?
What do you do at a library?
Me?
So what do you do at a library?
I study.
Makes sense.
And then I watch TikTok.
Do you know?
And Reels.
I have never gone to a library after high school yet.
It's nice. It's like your own. It's like Starbucks without the coffee.
Well, yeah. I go to the library because if I come here and do homework, I'm just not going to get anything done.
Yeah.
So I have to go to the library to get anything done. Even then, I still get on my phone and watch TikTok.
That makes sense.
I try not to do that. But
yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
But
you know, it's just right there.
You're at a library. It's like when you're at the gym, you're at the gym to work out. You know what I mean? You're not going to dare. You're not going to be there and fucking watch porn on your laptop. You know what I mean? You're gonna work out.
Interesting.
And at the
library. I mean, why would you watch porn on your laptop when you have a whole gym right in front of you? Of women.
Yeah, just ask them to do live porn.
It's not the same. It's not the same. There'd be some ugly ass people at the gym.
Well, you don't look at the ugly ones.
You're one of them.
Correct. Correct.
Interesting assessment.
Correct.
Just a joke, guys.
Yeah. You're one of them, too. If you actually went, though. But you don't.
Don't be a dick, man.
You don't. That's why you're not the best you could be. Because you look like a geek.
You go to the gym and you still look like that.
I'm a work in progress. You're a
for how many years?
You're a no progress. You're not work.
Interesting.
I have started working out again, though.
Yeah.
So
define working out?
Just the 100 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, 100 squats.
No shit. Mm-hmm. How hard is it?
I need
it
to start running, though. I keep not running.
No, you don't need a run.
I do need a run.
You need a bulk.
You can still run and bulk.
No, you need a bulk.
I don't agree with you.
It's if you run.
No, I agree.
I mean,
I need
some
a bulk.
People just like.
Running, I agree. Though. I need a bulk, but I need to run.
At some point, yes, but you need to build muscle, but so that once you start running, and you start eating up your muscle, you look like.
Maybe you should do sprints.
I've heard that's what I'm talking really about. Good. Like I'm endurance training, not like losing weight or anything.
If you want to do cardio.
It's a dog.
If you want to do cardio, the best cardio to do after your workout is the Stairmaster. Man, those will get your dogs dogging, bro. You ever been on a Stairmaster?
I can see that. I have.
By your dogs, what do you mean?
Your fucking feet, bro.
Oh, okay.
Your dogs.
I thought you were thinking about your balls.
And your balls.
I was like, what the fuck?
You know, scratching your balls is not it's not a real thing. It's like a pull and like a move shift, you know, alternate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't see why you have
to. You know what, Nick? Mm-hmm. I'll do you one better. You run a mile with a weighted vest on.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
That'd be hard.
That would be hard. But I have to run a mile first.
I'll give you a better one.
Nah.
Because I can't run a mile
right okay, now. Okay, 400 meters with a weighted vest as many times as you can.
My idea was just 40 minutes of running. And
fuck
then,
you.
And then hill sprints and then jumping jacks.
What's that going to do to your body? You're just going to look like a pencil.
Bro, I need stamina. Like, it's not, it's like, it's for the ultimate frisbee team, you know?
Exactly. I'm not shitting on you. I think it's good that
stuff.
It's good that you're
I don't get
back,
why you think
back
you can't.
Health.
You don't need cardio. Like
you do need cardio.
You need endurance. That's what I'm. You need stamina. That's what I'm.
Yes, but if
doing with your, cardio,
I need cardio at your physique.
I need endurance.
You would look way better with like broader shoulders.
I agree.
Get your pecs up a little bit,
but I still need stamina.
You can work on your stamina here and there, but. I'm just saying.
Not here and there. You need to work on it constantly.
You would look. Let's say you're a 4 right now. You'd go to like a 6 if you like. You know what I mean?
It's an interesting assessment.
Right? So. Am I right or am I wrong?
keep saying that.
I don't know. Hi.
Like imagine Nick with like a bigger upper body.
I mean, yeah. I don't doubt any of us would look better. Better body.
I think you could do both though.
Yeah, you can do both.
You could.
Exactly.
But
so stop pulling my balls, bro.
Stop tickling his nuts.
Stop tickling your nuts.
You're really down there sniffing them.
This mic's so far.
Oh, shit.
Push yourself forward. No, don't move it. Push yourself forward.
Wait, how well do y'all hear me?
I hear you fine.
Hell yeah.
I hear you're fine.
Yeah, I hear Victor a little bit louder, though. But that's okay. That's what we want, because he's usually softer. But okay, so I posted the reactions to the comments.
Uh-huh.
And
how did it go?
They did pretty well. so well that I want to keep doing them.
What, 5 likes?
No, what was it?
Like 20.
Hell yeah. I was going to guess 25.
There was 20, 12, and I think one of them only got 7.
Man, it's all right. It's because we need like juicier comments, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
We need someone with some balls.
I do want to keep doing them. I think what I'm going to do is just keep doing the last 4 comments.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then if you guys ever see a comment y'all want to react to, just tell me and we'll react to it.
I will.
Okay, now this should come out through our headphones.
Oh, sweet. Oh, it's cool that you can see the screen behind you.
Yeah, I know. I did set that up on purpose. Oh,
really? Gay okay. Porn? What?
Oh, my God. BBC? Yeah, you are great friends.
Very sympathetic.
Yeah.
You sympathize with other people's feelings.
If we aren't going to give you a hard time, who is?
Exactly.
Life?
No. I guess, yeah. It's not enough.
Yeah. Life gives me a hard time.
It's never enough.
It's like Nico changes appearances. He's using different skins every episode.
Okay, so I swear to God.
The comment is...
Start emoting.
Dude still looks like Nomio, and he's talking about Nico.
Who's Nomio?
You.
Wait, but like how?
I mean, I could pull it
yeah,
up.
Yeah, pull up a picture. That's fucked up.
He said it. Funny. He said it in very all 4 videos.
Yeah. You know what? I honestly kind of admit it that the beanie was terrible. Fuck y'all. Oh my God, and the beard.
No, I thought it looked fine. It's just like when he commented that you do look like Nomi, I was like, hey, he kind of does.
Man, who said that?
But it's not just the beanie, it's also the sweater because it's striped.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah.
I appreciate
who said
it.
That? His name is Q.
I appreciate your comment.
Okay. Okay, so this one I thought was funny.
Damn, I have to keep that in mind next time I wear a beanie.
Yeah.
I think it's real. I think it's real.
It's definitely real. Because, okay, hear me out. Have you ever been beating me, right? And then you're like, something distracts you, but like, you stop before you're about to come. And like, something comes out, but then you look at it, you're like, it's not nut, though. You've never seen your own pre-cum?
Yeah. I've seen it. Like, you know when you're like, when you're having like a hot, well, like, makeout sesh, and then your dick's like all like, you know what I mean? Wet.
That one was wild. That one was wild.
Hard? You mean hard?
No, but like at the end, like you're like your dick's like, you know, moist. You know what I mean?
Moist
like
you're dick. Some.
You know what I mean, right?
I am hilarious. That's amazing.
Okay, so someone commented. I think y'all are gonna like this. Sounds like virgins trying to describe getting laid.
Hmm. No.
The guy under that said, "Everybody, watch out! Dude over here is taking all the drunk threes."
Hell yeah, I am.
I'm dead.
I'll take 3 of them.
Well, he was talking about the commenter, the guy who said that we sound like virgins.
I'll go home with a 3. She'll be a 5 at the club, right? Everyone deserves love, one way or another.
I think Nico would like this one.
Yep. That's very accurate.
Oh, we saw this one last time.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think it's the safest way, you know? Nuts to butt.
Mm-hmm. And the guy said, trust me, it looks worse on a Grom.
I believe that. Because Groms are small.
I never seen it. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know it was 2 passenger.
I mean,
I know there was a back seat, but I thought that was like...
Dirt bikes aren't technically 2 passenger, but you see 2 people on them.
I've never seen 2 people on a dirt bike.
Really?
No.
Oh, maybe it's just...
I've never seen 2 people on a Grom either. So
it's kind of funny. Especially if they're like bigger dudes. It's funny.
Like Victor?
Bigger.
Dude, imagine two of me's on a dirt bike.
That would be hilarious.
That's like it wouldn't go.
It'd cause a disaster.
Yeah. I think that was 4, right?
Yeah. Do one more to be safe if you want.
Shit, I think that was all. All
right, fuck it.
That was like worth listening to. Oh, I thought this one was funny, but I don't want to react to it.
Which one?
I'll do it.
Let us read it at least.
Oh, shit. Fuck.
You nut. Uh-huh. Right. But instead of stopping, you just wipe yourself off and just keep going.
Move your head.
What about pre-cum?
You already came. You're not going to come within 30 seconds. You know seconds
what I'm talking
of,
about, right? I know.
Okay,
like, it's still that little bit of, yeah.
There's, okay, yeah, but you wipe yourself off, but like,
some of it still comes out, like, just a little bit, just like, very little, but it does.
But after. That's pre-cum, like, before you're gonna cum.
I thought it was funny when I read that.
Sounds like a real guy, they've never been with someone who gets the last of the milkshake, something like that.
It says, it sounds like these guys never been with a real chick that gets the last of the milkshake.
Jesus.
At first, I was like, what the fuck is he talking about?
Yeah, I didn't get it at first either.
I've only ever nutted twice with a girl.
What? That's a lie.
Really?
Like, twice is the max.
Like, two girls or just twice?
What do you mean?
Like, you only nutted with two different girls?
No. Like the max I've been, the max nuts I've had with one girl is two.
Really? It's always
been two. I don't. Oh.
Whoa, brother. Fucking me up there.
Okay. Sorry. You have to do that into the mic.
Okay, right. What'd you get for Christmas, Nick?
Money and sweatshirts.
Nice.
Nico?
I
got new Xbox controller, gas. I got various pajamas and flannels and some other accessories and fun stuff. It's nice.
Very nice.
Oh, wait.
And dodo.
No. I, from a very good friend, I received a whole ounce of moon rocks. It was amazing.
Wow.
What the fuck is moon rocks?
So, to go into description, you take very nice weed, and then you soak it in dabs, wax. Mm-hmm. Concentrated weed. Then you cover it, coat it, and keef the whole thing. And then that you get your moon rocks. Because they look crazy. Like rocks from the moon.
They're like white and shit?
They're not white, but yeah.
Okay. That's what I was
wondering. Just alien-like.
Okay.
Put them apart, and it just like stretches.
Imagine an asteroid of weed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's a fucking
meteor. I have a whole ounce of it.
Hmm?
It's nuts.
Fucking meteors?
Yeah, like a meteorite of marijuana.
Mm-hmm. It was insane.
Okay, that sounds cool. Have you smoked them already?
Fuck yeah.
All of them?
No. Well, you mix it in with other flour.
With other flour?
Yeah.
You mean like baking flour?
Like weed flour. Because weed is a flour.
Uh-huh. But you said other flowers.
Yes.
Like you meant like
people other... who smoke weed called weed flour.
Okay.
So yes. You mix the moon rocks with other flour, meaning weed.
Okay.
And dabs. And there's dabs.
Yeah.
People say concentrate.
I love dabs.
And there's edibles.
I know about edibles, yeah. I know about
edibles. Some people call them eddies.
There's also weed syrup now. Like cough syrup, but it's concentrated like weed.
Oh, yeah.
So it's just so like, cool. Like weed lean?
Yeah. Pretty much. It's literally weed lean.
That's, wow.
It's kind of cool.
It's usually purple or red.
But the weed?
The weed lean.
I don't know.
So you got purple?
So it looks like lean.
So it looks like perp.
Yeah. They sell it to you in like a perp. Cool little bottle.
Okay. I have a question for you. If you were to open a nightclub, what would you name it?
Fabuloso.
The cleaning agent?
Yes.
Okay.
What would you name it?
Fabuloso.
Oh, shit. Nick, what would you name it?
¿Dónde está la discoteca?
There's already one called that.
Fuck.
Really? Where?
Discoteca.
Where? What the fuck?
Ghetto ass club.
In San Antonio? But the name is ¿Dónde está la discoteca?
Oh.
Like ¿Dónde está la biblioteca? Discoteca.
The gospel.
I like that.
That would be cool.
Right?
It's like caters to like goth bitches. That'd be nice.
There's already I've been wanting to go to like a golf place besides the industry.
Is there?
Yes, there's one called Cream.
Cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
With a K.
Interesting. Have you, what does it look like? Have you been there?
I haven't been there because I don't want to, like, I don't want to look ugly for the goth bitches. All
right. That makes sense.
Because the goth, I mean, I don't know, something about dark hair and dark lipstick or dark hair with colored. Uh-huh. Some girl that looks like she like snorts a line of coke.
Fuck yeah.
Smokes a cigarette for breakfast. It's just like, I want to have kids with one of them. I don't know what it is about natural attraction to.
I don't want to have kids with them.
Wait.
I want to do the baby making with them, but not the kids. Yep. I don't want to make the kids.
Have I told y'all about my cocaine experience last month?
No, you didn't.
No, right?
No.
It was crazy. So, I was at work, and it was pretty slow. So then I was drinking with all my coworkers, but I was drinking a lot more. So by like 12 o'clock, I was pretty fucked up. And
at work.
At work. Right. So then we get like a few people come in. So like they're using stuff. So then I'm like restocking. But apparently, in other people's words, I was stumbly on camera and acting drunk. So then they took me to the back. They're like, yo, you need to chill out. I'm like, okay. But I swore I wasn't stumbly. I was like, yard tripping. Like, I'm not that drunk.
I'm not that drunk at work.
Like, this one girl definitely... This one girl told me that I had gone up to her and was saying a whole bunch of, like, gibberish. Like, would giggle and just walk away. So I was like, ah, shit, maybe I was drunk. So then, after a while, I keep coming back out and they're like, bro, like, chill out. So then this girl grabs me. She's like, hey, go into the restroom with this one dude, which was her boyfriend, which I knew. And I was like, weird, but all right. So we go into the restroom. He's like, hey, dude, how you feeling? I'm like, I'm feeling great. He's like, yeah, you're pretty fucked up. I'm like, damn, for real? He's like, yeah, you look fucked up. I'm like, shit, what are we going to do about it? He like pulls out a little baggie. And then he's like, you ever done coke? And I had always, like, I've always been curious about it, but I've always said no, just because I felt like it was the wrong time. But then, like, I knew what time it was. I knew I had to drive in like 3 hours. So then I was like, you know what? Tonight's the night. So then I was like, fuck yeah, I've done coke. He's like, you want some? And I was like, bring her here. So then he gives me like three or four little like corners of a credit card, right? Mm-hmm. Like four good sniffles.
Oh my God. That's a lot.
So then I walk out. I remember my words being more clear. Like I was talking again. It's walking normal. Like I could see like the crowd. And I was like, yeah, okay, whatever. So then the night goes by. I'm throwing out trash closer to like 2 o'clock. And he's hanging out with some of the guys out there smoking. So I'm smoking with them. And he's like, you want to do another bump? And I was like, yeah, fuck it.
Wait, you felt fine? Like it didn't like hit you like, whoa? Or
no.
You're just like.
It wasn't like, whoa.
Things were just like a little more clear.
Yeah.
Like you had a coffee?
Like I had a really strong coffee. And I was like I was like in a trance before. And I was like.
You're back in the game.
I'm good to work. Let's go. Like, I want, like, I want some money. So then I'm out there and then he's like, do you want another bump? And I'm like, fuck it. I'm down. So I do another. And then at the end of the night, because he was going to drive the bartender home, I'm like saying goodbye to him. He's like, yo, do you want like another bump before you drive home? And I'm like, I will, brother. So I take two more. And I go home. I play some video games. It's pretty fun. And then I pass out. That was my first.
That's it?
Yep. That was my first time doing coke.
Bro, that's like the most boring coke experience.
Well, fuck you, bro.
No, I'm not saying anything, but like, I was expecting like you woke up at a strip club or some shit.
Oh, fuck. I'm not that.
That's
crazy.
What I was expecting. Nope. Like I started starting off their tits.
I was expecting. You know what? Let me buy the bag off you, and then you just strip club.
Yeah.
Like well, you know what? It was fucking awesome.
Like the Wolf of Wall Street off their asses.
It was pretty awesome. I would admit.
You liked it?
Don't get me wrong. I was grabbing up on ass and titties at work. But.
How?
Because I work at a bar.
Oh. Just your coworkers or like regular yeah, I was people? Gonna do
the same thing. Depends. Different Depends dudes. On the day. There's some women that come in and they be fucking with me. I'd be dancing with them. I'd be grabbing up on ass. But there's a few coworkers in particular that I do fuck with pretty hard.
Like, fuck?
No. We just, a few of them, we just kind of mess around. I'll grab their ass. They'll be touching up on me. Kind of nice.
That's nice. Nick saw me kiss an older woman the other day.
Hell yeah.
A very beautiful one.
Hell yeah.
You saw me, right? I told you, I don't talk shit, man.
She was also, like, super drunk, but...
She could have said no. She asked me.
So. But she could barely talk.
She could talk. She could talk.
Bro, she was barely talking.
Well, when you were away, we were having, like, full conversations, but... She was hot. She was so hot.
Okay, so, that night, actually, I thought it was funny in my head. I don't think it's gonna be funny out loud, but, he was, like, making out with that girl, right? And I looked across the bar, and there's a girl, like, alone. And she looked bored. And I was like, bro, I've practiced this in my bed at night. Like,
this is your moment. This. You're ready.
I got this. And I go up. I go, hey. She's like, hi. I was like, you look bored. She goes, I'm not. And I was like, fuck, what do I do?
All right, what did I never you say? Practiced this. What did you say?
I ended up just asking, like, regular questions. Like, what do you do?
Was she interested?
Why'd you come? No, she ended up giving, like life advice.
What?
She was 27.
Okay, what about it?
She just started giving me life advice.
Weird.
How did it lead to the life advice? Did you say, like, I can't get bitches, can you help me?
No, I can't remember, actually. I think I asked her what she does, and she said she owns her business, and this and that. And I was like, oh, cool, I'm still in college. And she was like, oh, what are you doing? I was like, mechanical engineering. He's like, oh, yeah, I did business and psychology, and like she had like 3 degrees.
Oh, shit, that's
like,
pretty cool.
How long, wait, you're only 27, how long did you take? She's like, 4 years. I was like, what the fuck?
She's a hustler.
How the fuck did you do that? Like,
she's a hustler.
Like, I can't do that with engineering. And she's like, oh, you can do it, trust me, you can do it. I was like, no, you can't.
Yes.
That's crazy.
But, yeah.
She's actually very cool.
Yeah.
Like, if you talk to her for like a long time.
Yeah.
So this was not the girl that you were making out with.
No, I've met the girl he was talking about.
Oh, okay.
And you know what's crazy? She'll leave like at 2, and you'll see her in the morning at the gym. I've seen her like at the morning, in the gym. She's a winner.
So where do y'all go?
We went to when y'all go out. We were at Pete's.
Oh, nice.
Pete's isn't that great though.
It's only good on Tuesdays.
I go there because I see a lot of like my old friends when I go there.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How do you feel? It's been like 10 minutes.
I don't feel anything.
But, harder. That was a good catch.
I've been going to Pete's a lot recently. And every time I go, I always see someone that I knew. Like, I recognize.
No, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a chill place. That's why I like to go there.
Harder.
No.
Harder.
No.
Harder. Yeah. You hit the wrong side, dummy.
I still got something out of it, though.
No, you didn't.
I did. Did you not see anything? I'm going to replay it.
I didn't see anything.
Yeah, just hit it harder.
Okay.
He hit it like a cigar.
Sweet. He's ready.
He's ready for karaoke night.
What I was going to say, so we should try Little Woodrow's.
Tonight?
I can't.
We can tonight.
No, I have plans tonight.
Then why would you offer tonight?
Yeah.
Because I thought you were I was just saying in general. Tonight. I'm like, no.
I was just saying in general to do it.
Which was okay. It's all right.
When have you been there?
We went there, Nick.
Yeah, on like a fucking Monday. No one was there.
I mean, bitches aren't... I mean, bitches. People aren't just going to come up and talk to us.
No.
Because we're losers.
I know that. But yeah. But we're definitely not gonna come up to us on a Monday. At Little Woodrow's.
That's wild.
What's wild?
I mean, you never know. I mean, okay. They're never gonna come up to us, but just have to go up to them.
Yes. Yes. You know, your friend.
That might work.
Your friend we went to Pete's with. How is he doing?
Which, oh, is he's, it the one that did the podcast? I don't know. With
what,
y'all?
What do you mean?
What are
you
asking? The guy that came to Pete's with us.
Okay. What are you asking about?
Like, did y'all go to the industry together? Or
oh, yeah. He didn't like it.
He didn't like it?
No.
Did you like it?
The thing is that we walked in and we immediately saw that trans girl.
Are you talking about the tall guy with the blonde
yeah.
wig?
Yeah, yeah. We immediately saw her and he was like, ugh. He's like, let's go.
You left right away?
Yeah, he left right away.
Oh, why? You stayed.
I didn't stay. I left with him. We went to Tipsy Cowgirl and that was...
That place is gay.
It's ghetto as fuck.
That place is...
I know a friend who told me that she goes to Tipsy Cowgirl. And then when I went, I was like, yeah, this is definitely a place she would go to. And then we went to Stouts after. And I saw Brooke there.
No shit.
And that girl we played Never Have I Ever with.
Who's Brooke? And who's that friend? Girl?
Huh?
Her friend? Or the sister?
No. Different. Like, Brooke was there, but also the girl that we all went to the other Stouts and played Never Have I Ever. The girl that was right across from me.
Oh, that girl.
I saw her there too.
Oh, yeah.
I also saw another friend there.
Did you say hi?
Two other friends there.
Did you say hi?
I saw one, two, three, four. I saw five friends.
Did you say hi?
Stouts that night. Yes, I said hi. But she was there for a pretty... like sad reason.
All right.
So I didn't really talk to her that much.
All right. Gay son or thought daughter?
That's Brooke.
No, but she, I remember she said that I looked like someone and I figured out who it was, but I forgot to tell her when I was there.
You look like a geek.
No, I like an actor.
Who was it?
It's this, the guy from Property Brothers, one of the brothers.
I don't think I ever saw that, to be honest.
Yeah. But I found that like someone came up to me and said I looked like I think Jake, I think it's his name from
State Farm
or Justin. It's either Jake or Justin from the Property Brothers.
Hmm.
From State Farm.
And I mean I didn't believe it, but like other people said it was true.
Agreed with that.
Yeah, so I was like, maybe that's what Brooke was talking about.
Probably.
But I forgot to tell her.
It's all right. If you go to Stats long enough, she'll eventually be there.
She'll just show up.
Yeah.
What do you think about the whiskey?
Yeah, well,
I actually like it.
Yeah, nice. That's nice.
So, gay son or thought daughter?
Okay, I don't like this topic. Gay son.
Gay son.
Gay son.
Gay son.
Gay son.
I don't know.
I have a reason for the gay son, and it's because
like thought at what age?
It's not
12.
Let's not think about age. No, you're not going to say gay son.
As long as after 12. 18, I don't give a fuck.
She was just always a thought. The moment she could thought, she thought.
So 18.
To like 12.
18.
12-year-old thought.
No.
13 thought, 14 until forever.
Okay, who's going to say they want a gay son or a thought daughter at 12? Like no one's going to want that. Not that it's bad. It's just, hey, don't look at me like that.
That sounds bad for the
not
gay part.
Not that I want. Not that it's bad. It's just like, it's not the
I'd
right.
rather have a gay son.
Okay, okay, I'll agree. Having a gay son would be better.
Yeah.
But if the rules were that the girl was a thought after she turned 18, or like when she lived by herself, I'm cool with that. I don't give a fuck. She's a grown ass adult.
Would you rather have a thought?
Yeah, because I'd rather have a daughter.
Why?
It's the only reason.
Would you rather have a daughter?
Yeah.
Why would you rather have a daughter?
I feel like that would be a cool connection, like bonding experience.
To have a daughter?
Yeah, like a lot, most relationships, like with parents, like men are closer to the moms mostly, and girls are closer to the dads. I feel like that would be cool. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Recently, I've been not wanting kids.
Oh, fuck yeah, I don't want kids at all. But if I did, like, daughter. Fuck them. Bruh.
Why don't you want kids, Nick? Is it because you can't get any bitches?
No. It's not really like a good reason, I guess. I just don't want to deal with them, you know?
No, yeah.
I don't want the responsibility. Kids, I mean, I feel like maybe suck. Right now, but like recently I'm like, I don't even know if I want kids when I have like a career.
Exactly. Like, you want to spend all your money on a baby?
Yeah.
Fuck
yeah,
no.
Yeah. Like, we talk about like getting rich all the time. It's just gonna...
You don't want to get rich.
I do want to
get rich. No, you
want to... I want to be comfortable, but if I have kids, it's not going to be...
You want a career.
Huh?
You want a career.
Okay, let's talk about this. I actually want to talk about this.
All right, let's talk about it.
Because you, sir, you told me... I can't remember what you said. You said something like, you're an engineer, you'll never be a millionaire. Something like that. Right?
I said, if you're an engineer, your cap is like capped. You have like a income cap.
And what's the income cap?
Well, the top engineer income cap.
Well,
okay. Which is?
Whatever it is. I mean, the markets change.
Cap could be like $3 million.
So let's start like this.
If that's a cap, then that's as far as it gets.
And that's not true.
So what are you saying then?
That it's more where the world is going. It's better if, you know, you use your engineering degree for yourself, like,
which I do plan.
What else?
I do plan on doing.
Wait.
But
wait. Nico's
sorry.
Wait. No. Keep going.
No, Nico was saying something.
Okay, you're saying that like you use the degree for yourself. I do plan on doing that.
Instead of working for someone.
Yeah, I do plan on doing something like that, if I require the skill and the money to allow me to do that, which could be very possible. But I have a question. Well, you finish what you were going to say first.
What was I going to say?
Okay, I don't know. I thought you were going to say something. Did you have a thought?
No.
Okay. What degrees do y'all think make the most money? I'm talking about like a statistic standpoint.
Yeah, what degree is known to make more money?
Most money.
Well, doctors, of course.
Okay.
Doctors, because they get
doctors
like
are one of them.
Insane okay. hours. Uh-huh. I mean,
yeah, okay.
I mean, if you're getting paid like what, like 100, not even 100 an hour, but like let's say 80 an hour, but they're like there all day. I mean, you see those shows, like they actually like sleep there. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So they like clock in.
Unless you're a surgeon, but then you get paid like a shit ton more.
Yeah, and then and then if you're a doctor and you go into a specialty and then you have your own fucking like little place, it's so scalable.
Yeah,
you know.
Actually, I'm gonna argue and say that people that went into law school make the most money.
Okay.
Well,
I'm gonna tell you. This is like.
Which one is it actually?
You could look this up. And I kind of worded it wrong, so my apologies.
Uh-huh.
But the degree that has the most millionaires is engineering.
Yeah,
Under that, I think it's doctors. And then under that, someone looked this up actually, because I can't remember. I think like business administration was like 14th or something.
Engineers, I get it, but it's just like... You gotta do something with your money, bro. You know what I mean?
I don't know what you mean. What do you mean?
Like, as you scale, as you save up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You
for sure.
Use your engineer to fucking you build a teleport device on Walmart so it could be sold at Walmart. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're just working at engineer for 40 years and you're just do, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, what the fuck? Be an engineer, you know? Be like, you know what I mean?
I mean, the thing is, like,
Leonardo
working as an engineer itself,
not an engineer.
Like, the workload is like that essentially, like already. Even the jobs you're working can do, like, we have, like, there's like so much to think about. Just any job is going to feel like that you're like creating something new, like creating the new step. Does that make sense?
Yes, but you're working for the man. Mm-hmm. You need to work for yourself at some point.
I mean, does it matter if I make $1 million and I work for the man?
A million is nothing. Millionaires? What the fuck? A million is nothing, bro.
So if you were to choose between 100% millionaire or 50% billionaire or poor,
50% billionaire.
I just go with the million.
Mm. Look, a house nowadays, a nice house is like half a million. It goes half your life savings. Let's say you reach a million, actually.
A house right now?
Yes, a nice house. It's like half a million.
Why would you spend your money on a house?
To live in,
with your to kids, sleep in,
with your kids.
No, but I'm like, I thought of it too. Like, I don't want to stay in my house. Like, I don't want to like stay home all day, right?
Nico, what are your thoughts?
So,
I don't have any thoughts right now.
Okay,
his head is empty.
Yeah,
you see his eyes.
They're pretty fucking empty.
Look
right
at his
now.
Gaze. Look at his posture. Look at him slowly drinking his whiskey and looking at me, smiling.
Hell yeah.
And then saying, hell yeah. And then sipping it down his throat like a cock.
Can we go back on that? What did he say? Okay. He said a fucking cock. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm planning. I think I should be a millionaire by my early 30s, if anything. But
that's if you don't leave the army.
And what's the plan on the? How do we get there?
Well, I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to get jinxed, but I think I should be there by my 31st.
Have you told them about your food truck idea?
Stop. I don't think Jinx works.
Well, you don't want someone
real.
To
Jinx is real.
You don't
Jinx
want someone to
no, it's not.
Jinx
to
is real.
Steal it?
Hmm? You don't want someone to steal it.
Well, I don't want to put it out there. I don't want people to put bad energy in the air. Ojo is real.
What?
Ojo, envy.
Oh, envy.
Envy. I don't want something with envy. Like
that's how you say envy in Spanish.
No, it's, ojo is like I don't know. It's just it relates.
Nick, you've never heard of ojo. It's
yeah,
like a
like I heard of like the eye, yeah.
Ojo, like
it's like a conspiracy.
It's like you know when you want something when you have something others want, and to like look at it and like you just get bad juju because they envy you.
Okay,
I've never heard of that. But yeah, I think my first business is gonna be a food truck.
It's gonna be pretty cool.
Okay, let's say this. Let's
scale it from there.
Let's do this. Businesses, like, can you think of a business? If money wasn't like a problem, like don't think like what I can do now or don't think it's too hard. But what are like businesses you think?
Teleportation.
Okay, that's just transport though.
Yes, yes, teleportation.
Okay, but like I meant like a bit more realistic.
If you could teleport yourself from here to like China and it only costed like $200.
Okay, but do you think like teleportation is... It's possible? I need to know.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So that's
not.
What I'm fucking saying. Be a little bit more realistic. I'm talking
okay,
about like
if
actual...
If I had enough money, I would create. If money wasn't a question, right?
Yeah.
I'd create a mercenary army. I would take over Mexico and make a contract with the United States that you can have all the land in Mexico, but it's I get 10% forever. And everyone related to me.
That's not a fucking business.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It is a business. I get a 10% royalty.
It's more like an occupation.
For doing what?
Huh? For killing all the Mexican government and taking over.
Nice. I see that.
Yeah, I just get 10%. That's what Columbus want. Before Columbus came, and he asked the Queen Elizabeth for the ships and whatever so he could come. He wasn't even a navigator. He didn't know anything about boats or anything. He just wanted to come. He asked for like...
Where did you get that information from?
History books.
Bro, he was a known captain.
Yeah. He was the captain, but he didn't know shit. He didn't
Bro,
know.
No, he did.
Before.
He was also an astrologist.
Look,
like, where the fuck are you coming
look,
up
we
with
can
this?
Google it right now.
Okay.
But Anyway, that's not the point. But before he came to the lands, he didn't have the funds to come.
Mm-hmm. To Columbus?
To Columbia. Yeah, he didn't have the funds. Mm-hmm. So to get the funds, he agreed on with the Elizabeth, whatever. But he wanted like 10% of everything he found. He didn't get that shit. But
yeah,
it was a smart idea, though. Imagine how much it would have cost now.
Yeah.
If you're related to him. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think the government is lying to us.
Oh, I swear to God.
About Antarctica.
Okay, so what are like an ideology you think you would want to live by?
A what?
An ideology. I could go
fuck
first.
Fuck bitches, get money.
But like,
fuck bitches, get money.
You go for it. Yeah. Okay. Fuck bitches, get money.
But why? Tell me why.
Because I love to get money, and I love having
fucking bitches.
Having relationships. Say it. With meaning and sensuality with special people to my heart. Sounds like you when it's raining.
I'm having a hard time over here.
Okay.
What about you?
I've had two.
Who's going to carry the boats?
One. You're thinking like an idiot. No offense. But like, I mean like one of mine is excellence. I want to be excellent in what I do, whatever it is. So I want to be excellent in Ultimate Frisbee. I want to be an excellent engineer. I want to be an excellent driver. And not really.
You need to get excellent at getting bitches, bro.
Yeah, that too. I need to be excellent. You're
like level zero out of that shit.
I need to get excellent at that too. But, you know, I want to be an excellent motorcycle rider. Cool. You know, just excellence.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that started maybe like a year ago. I've been failing at it, but
it's all right. I mean, I'm sure no.
For a good two semesters, I was like A's or nothing.
Yeah,
I didn't. I
that shit did not.
Did you get any A's? No.
I did get. Oh, for one, I only had one semester where I got straight A's, and nice. Then the rest I was like A's and B's, and then this last one almost failed.
Jesus, but, it's all right.
But like, since that happened, like I almost failed it. Like it kind of like
boosted.
Like.
Reignited
the idea of being excellent.
Nice.
You know, because I was sitting there and thinking like, if I did like really good in school, I could be like a really good engineer.
Yes, I assume so.
I'm leaving it. But I'm fucking leaving it.
You don't need like you don't need to do good in school to be an engineer. But I want to do good in school so I could be a good engineer. That's like an ideology I've had. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to take a test and be like, oh, I'm not sure about this.
I hope.
If there's like one thing on the test, this used to be like before last semester, this used to be like a thing for me. Like if there was like one question I couldn't figure out, I'd beat myself over it. Like I'd be like, what the fuck, man? Like what the fuck are you doing with yourself?
Yeah.
In your mind, you know, like no, one question. Like,
no jerk off time for me tonight.
Yeah. It's like you got it. Like I used to get upset when I got like a 98.
No shit. Okay, that's wild.
Like there is some classes where I was able to get like a little bit of extra credit, and I'd be upset when I got like 106 instead of like 110. I'm like, what the fuck, man? But yeah,
I think that's really good, though.
Yes, you should always strive for excellence.
Being excellence, and then the other one was spreading the wealth.
What wealth?
Well, when I get wealthy, if I get wealthy, right? It's like, this is like just something like I can't not do, I feel. Like I have to help spread wealth, right?
Help the homie out.
Like I feel like, yeah, with you, my community, I think it would be very helpful for everyone if people spread that wealth. Right, Vic? Yes. Those are my two ideologies that I want to live by.
Okay, well, if you're talking about that, two ideologies. My first ideology would be dedication. Okay. And when I say dedication, I mean Floyd Mayweather dedication. Like, you see him cry after his first win? That type of dedication.
Hello?
Speaker.
I want to be so dedicated to the grind, to the money, to the effort of being better than everyone in the world until I achieve it. My second ideology would be sexy. I want to be the sexiest man so that I... hasta luego.
Goodbye, goodbye. No, I'm
okay. Be safe, man. Take care. I want to be the sexiest man on earth. And when I mean sexy in the way I look, sexy in the way I dress, sexy in the way I close the door of my car, sexy in the way I give flowers to a girl. I want to do things not only with class, but with sexiness. Sexiness is just another level of class.
Yeah.
I want to say, good morning, baby, in the sexiest way. So she says, you know what? I think this is the man I want to be the father of my kids.
So the entire thing you just said, and I just pictured a black man.
I'm black. Imagine.
Yeah, shit.
I mean, there's not much difference between me and black people. Skin color? What the fuck? Well, racism?
They have bigger dicks.
Some of them do. Some of them don't.
I think all of them have bigger dicks than you.
That's racist. You think all of them have a certain thing because of the stereotype? How dare you? I mean, how dare you?
There's been some evidence, some statistics.
Okay, well, there's some statistics saying I am a G, and let's go into what being a G means. What do you think being a G means? I've asked you a question.
I know you asked me a question. I'm thinking of how to answer it. You fucking dick.
One hour later.
Because you only understand as G as in gangster. But do I want to look like a gangster? No. I want to look like... I can't think of anyone. I was trying to think of like a celebrity look like. But
Tristan Tate in a suit.
No.
In a suit?
No, I don't want to look like a mob boss. See, the thing is about the Tates is that they also look scary, right?
They don't look scary.
Intimidating.
They look like friendly people.
Bro, their entire that's the whole thing of being like intimidating, scary, like attractive to women but intimidating to men. That's like the whole idea.
I mean, I wouldn't fuck with them. If that's what you're saying.
Huh?
They don't look like a target.
Yeah, okay, that too, but it's also like a bit of intimidation.
Well, yeah, you gotta intimidate the bitches. Let them know they ain't gonna get my money, cause there ain't none. Ain't no money here. In fact, I'm going out tonight with a lady, and
she's paying.
She don't know this, but I ain't got no money. So
what are you going to do? And she's like, what are y'all doing? What are y'all doing?
We're going to have a good time. We're going to have a good time.
Okay, but like, what are y'all doing?
We're going to have a good time.
Okay, but what are y'all doing?
We're going to go out.
Yeah, and do what?
I bought 3 shooters for each of us. $6.
Okay, so y'all going to a bar?
Yeah, we're going to go to a bar.
Okay. What's she going to do when, like, I don't know, you're like, what are these many drinks? And then you look at her like, can you?
We're not going to order drinks. We got 3 shooters. And we're going to chug them before we go in.
Oh, okay.
We're just going to have a chat, you know.
So that's how you avoided letting her know that you're not broke or that you're broke.
See, you got to do things with style. You know what? The keys to dating sometimes is, especially if you're broke, is knowing how to have a good time with the least amount of money. Be like, if you're at McDonald's let's just say you're about to go on a date with this girl.
To McDonald's.
And no, she doesn't know we're going to McDonald's. She's like, and you see her and you're like, where's your dress and your high heels? And she's just wearing like jeans. And she's like, what? You know, I didn't say. It's like, huh. Well, I guess this is what you get for not wearing a dress and heels. You pull up to McDonald's. Hi. What can I get for you today? We're going to McDonald's. Right. And then you're like, let me have a McFlurry. And you look at her and you're like, what extra love? And he's like, what? Yes. Can I get that McFlurry with extra love for this beautiful lady next to me?
What a simp.
No, not a simp. It's called being G.
I see that kind of simpy. I don't know.
It's being a G. It's being a G. It's knowing your situation, making the best out of it.
Oh, that's because you're broke.
Yes. Oh, correct.
So you have to put a little bit more sauce because you're broke.
Correct.
That's what you're saying. Okay. I see what you're saying. See, I would have just went home with her and watched a movie.
Why would she go home with you? Huh? You just met her. Why won't you go home with her?
Oh, you're not talking about just meeting someone. You just said you're going out on a date with them.
This way you don't get no bitches.
What the fuck? You said you're going to pick her up. That means you already met her. And then when you pick her up, you're going to say, where's your heel and dress? You've already met her. Like, you made that.
Like, you just met her. Yes.
No, you. You just pick up a random fucking girl and then be like, where's your heels and
yes. Dress?
And then you expect them to go to McDonald's with you?
It's because, look, the basics. Look, this is why. And I'm not trying to. Like, let me humble myself, because I am single. I've ruined every relationship I've ever had. But I've had a lot of. This is why I've had a lot of practice with girls. I don't know where I'm going to this.
Yeah, I mean, like, what the fuck are you talking about?
This is why I've had a lot of practice with girls. You and then what I've learned is that you have to be funny, mm-hmm. and you have to feel like you're in a movie. Not just for them, for you, because life really is a movie. It's your movie, and they'll like it. They'll know. Okay,
but to be clear, the example you gave,
yes,
you had never spoken to her before.
Yes,
you said that.
Yes, bro, she's gonna be like, oh my god,
you know? And then you expect her to get in your car.
Yes, because we've agreed to go out.
But you just said you never met her before.
Yeah, we just, you know, Tinder. Oh, now we're like.
So you have met her before?
No, not in person.
Yeah, but I was talking about like just speaking, just like having some type of. Like, I thought you're just like just driving up to a random girl.
You're high.
On a random street. No, it's not even you're that. High. You just weren't being you're clear. Stupid. I told you, I was like, oh, but you already like agreed to go on the date. And you're like, no.
Yeah. Well, anyway, now you get the gist, right?
That was all on you.
Ah! You know, you be tasting good whiskey, you're like, this is good. And you're like, this is... It's better than the ass whiskey, you know what I mean?
Like the cheap I like one. It, though.
I like it. I like it. It's just like, ugh, but I like it.
I think if it had a little bit more cinnamon.
If you could... If let's say you could you would be reborn right now into a different universe. It's still here, but now you're okay. Let's just say you went back in time right now, but it's not you. It's you're born as a normal child in America, and it's 20 years ago. What would you do?
Like, you mean what would I do differently? Oh, yeah. 20 years ago, what would I do differently? Definitely. Oh, well. What I do 20 years ago, I was born 2001, so
you're born
1981.
It's 2023. 20
years ago today.
Let's just say you're born at the same time you were born, right? But you get to do things differently. You get to start over. You actually like you get run over. Now,
okay, what would I do
besides, of course, buying Bitcoin, whatever. We need a lottery, right?
I would have. Well, I mean, the thing is, like, you say, like, all the things, like, you made, like, in your, like, you made mistakes already. Like, the mistakes you've already made, you always say, like, oh, I'll go back and do this. But how would you know to do that? Because you didn't know to do that when you made that mistake. You see what I'm saying?
Like, it's not you. It's not your the life you had right now. It's just you start over somewhere else random.
So I don't get the question then. Like, what would I do differently?
You reincarnate.
What would I do differently?
Yes.
Differently or what would I do?
Yes. What would you do differently?
That's what I'm saying.
To like, your life that you left
like,
up to
the
right
things
now.
I'm gonna, like, the things that I'm going to say are going to be things that I made mistakes on.
Okay, what do you think is your biggest mistake you've made on? Up to now.
Not asking for like socials or numbers or stuff like that. Networking. Not networking properly.
You got plenty of time for that.
Not, huh?
You could do that right now.
Well, if you don't meet anyone, how are you going to fucking do that?
You just go out and meet some people.
Yeah, I get that, but not. I'm saying like what's the fucking point of your question?
Is that really it? Like getting people socials?
I think that would solve all my problems.
What problems do you have?
Loneliness. Isolation.
You could just go out and meet people.
Missing social skills. Yeah, you think it's that easy, huh?
It is that easy.
I thought it was that easy too, but it's
I've done it.
I've tried. I've been trying. But
you're not gonna. But you know what? You have like an unrealistic point of view of it. It's like you go out and you meet people. Oh my god! No, it's more like you go out
and you do it little by little.
And accidentally you bump into someone. You're like, oh my bad.
Oh, so just keep yourself outside.
I like your shirt. Oh,
just... wait. So you just went out and didn't try?
Huh?
You just went out and didn't try?
Yeah. Put yourself out there.
Well, I will say I did not try to make friends this semester, and I did make a lot of friends. So, but I mean, I say friends, but I don't talk to them. They're not hitting my line. I'm not hitting their line.
But
you know,
that's where you follow up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you say, hey, I am free this day. Would you like come play pool with me?
You know, how do you keep up? Like, I get discouraged so quickly with, like, the women I talk to, the friends I try to make. Like, I invited a few friends out, like, three times, and they said they couldn't each time. And so after that, I was like, I'm not going to invite you.
Well, if you're inviting at the wrong time,
yeah,
be like, when are you free?
Yeah.
Oh, you're not free. Okay. But like, let me not waste my time with you.
The way I think about it, like, I feel like I've expressed that I do want to hang out with them. And now if they want to hang out with me, it's like on them. I've done it three times now.
Then you just keep trying.
Yeah,
trying,
I know.
Keep trying. But,
I get discouraged of doing it. Like, if
good. I hope you do. But, I hope you get discouraged. Cause
what the fuck are you saying?
The discouragement, that's what's going to push you to get encouraged. It's just like, look. Talking to girls in real life. The more times you get rejected, the more times you're like, well, at least I tried. Oh, that wasn't that bad. Right. I could have done better. It's the same with friends. You
it
just
has
keep
not
trying.
Been how I felt with it.
You just keep trying. You keep trying. And then the worse it hurts, they're like, ah, I must have done something wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like, keep trying. That's all it is. It's just like gym. At the gym, you're not guaranteed anything. But if you go, that's half the work done. Okay, get a little pump here and there. You ever heard of the law of accumulation?
No.
The law of accumulation is that everything counts.
Okay.
Everything you do counts. You go out. You said hi to this one person. You said hi to the bartender. You went to the gas station. You say hi to the cashier. You know, you go to a place frequently. Now you see someone you've seen there before. Everything counts. In those situations, just like you eat right. You go to the gym. You do your homework on time. You're starting getting this groove. But you know what? Well, you know what counts as well? Staying home. Watching garbage on your phone, not doing shit all day, your homework's late on time, not on time, you decide not to go out, you're just home, sad, thinking, why don't I have friends? Nothing is neutral. Everything counts. It's a lot of accumulation. Okay. And it takes a while. But, you know, at some point, you know, people come and go. Do you, if I told you the amount of nights where I just went out just to play pool and I ended up having, and then I accidentally just like, I see someone playing pool alone. I'm like, hey, you want to play a round? Yeah, just one round. And then you win or he wins or she wins, you lose. You're like, let's go again. Let's go again. Hey, you want to get a beer? I'll get this round. Shit like that. Literally, it's just like, and then after, I don't even know their name. I didn't get their socials, but I bonded with a random person in the middle of the universe and the fucking shitty ass ghetto bar or pool place. And I, you know, you realize I can make, not friends, but I can socialize and I can bond with some people. And I'm sure if I kept going and kept trying and something, there's no way it doesn't affect, you know, there's no way.
Have you ever, like, I don't know how to word this, but like I've met a few people where I felt like we were like, you know, like strong, like together, like bonded or whatever, but I never got their social, never got their number, never got like any type of contact with them, and then all of a sudden we just leave, and then you're like looking back, and you're like, wow, we were like good friends.
I've had tons of those.
Like, what the fuck? Like, how come? And then this gets me. I go, well, maybe we weren't so like strong with each other, because if we were, why wouldn't he ask her, or he or she ask for the number? Because
they're probably feeling the same way as you. They're like, I'm like, you know what I mean? What if this person doesn't like me, or yeah, they're just shy? You have to have empathy
for. Well, isn't people. Like it's such like a mind fuck, right?
Yeah,
because you have to make sure you go, like, you ask that question, but at the same time, like, they also have to make sure they have to ask that question, and then you both are like hoping that they ask the question, and then like the both of you are like, one of them just does like the thing, right? But then you think about some people who didn't ask you for your socials, and you're like, did they not fuck with me? Like,
well, what if they've just met so many fake people that you're just waiting for you to make the first step? Then it's like, then it gives you like, okay.
And so how come they never make the first step?
Because they've probably been hurt, or they probably have reasons for it. They want someone to want them as much as you want them.
Every time.
Yeah. Yeah, plus, I mean, people are shy. I mean, you know, people get comfortable. It's weird to find new people and invite them to your life. I knew this one guy in construction. We would all wear our name tags.
On your forehead?
On our helmet.
Oh, okay.
So that our foreman can be like, you know. But this guy would never wear his... He took it. He didn't have it. And I'd work with him. At some point, I kept working with him. Like, instead of like, hey, dude. It's like, hey, what's your name? He's like, oh, my name is, let's just say, my name's Jose. I'm like, why don't you have it? Because I want people to ask for my name. So that, you know.
Like a kind of like an in for a conversation.
No, not like an in for a conversation. It's like, if you want to know my name, ask me for it. If you want to know what my name is, you don't need to know my name. But if you want to know what my name is, ask for it. Do you get what I mean? Because you could just be calling dude.
What's his reason for that, though? That's what I'm wondering.
Because if you want to know my name, ask for it, and I'm going to give it to you as a gesture. As a gesture of like, okay, this is, now you know my name. Are you going to remember it? Are we going to be on a name basis? I mean, you think you'd just be friends with someone? I mean, you and me, we've known each other forever now, right? Mm-hmm. You're my cousin in a way, but... It's like, just you think it'd be just easy just to like be friends with someone out of the blue? You had one good moment.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Even if you had even if you had like the best moment, oh my god, you're just like, it's still like, yeah, but it takes more than that.
Yeah, it takes.
It's, imagine if you met someone, you had the best night with them. And everything went well. It's like, oh my god, it feels like you've known this person forever. That's just a seed. now you have a seed.
Yeah.
Everything else is like planting it, watering it, taking care of it.
Yeah.
It has to grow. Just like relationships.
Oh, you just described the relationship.
Yeah. There's not much of a difference between
growing plants and relationships.
A relationship as in a relationship and a relationship with someone. The only difference is sex. And like this is like the love, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But there's still, I mean, I love you. You know what I mean? Not in a gay way, but I love you. Just like in the Three Musketeers, they would tell each other like, I love you with all my heart. You know what I mean? Like they would tell that to each other. It's a normal thing. Takes a while.
I was gonna say something, but I forgot.
Deep talks. It's like I'm high. I just had a drink, right?
No. Whatchamacallit. I gotta think about it now. Oh, I never liked asking for people's socials and numbers. Like I've done it a few times and I always felt like so like cringe.
Yeah.
Or something, you know?
To get results you've never had, you have to get uncomfortable.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean like every time I do it I'm like, oh, that's so fucking.
Well, it depends how you do it.
Yeah. How do you do it? You know, one guy he did with me, when he did that, I was like, oh, okay, I guess it's just that easy. But he it just goes, I was about to leave. And he goes, oh, I didn't get y'all's IGs. He said it like that. And I was like, oh, yeah, sure. And I gave him my Instagram.
Yeah, he's like, okay, let's say you and me were randoms.
Yeah,
and we started talking at a bar. We had a good time all night. So I time to go. Hey, let me get your Insta before I go. Okay, and he'd say no, I don't. I'm like okay.
That's the worst, bro.
I've never had a.
You never had someone say no.
I've never had a nah, bro. You know what I mean? Okay. If you had like a connection in one night, I mean, you just have someone for your IG or your Instagram or your Snap. Oh, I use Snap. Okay, let me add you on Snap. And if not, then it's a no. You can't be afraid of rejection. Because, I mean.
It's not rejection. It's more like.
Or you can't be. How I think or being about shy it. About it. I mean, okay, so you don't want it. You don't want.
Like, I feel like for some reason, I'm saying it now, and it's like, it's kind of a dumb way to think about it, but I feel like it makes it artificial when you ask for.
It's not. It's literally the opposite. It's making it
real,
official that I'm interested in having you in my life, even if it's just me seeing that you ate a fucking ramen noodle for breakfast. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, yeah.
They post on your story. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
It's you know, it's.
If anything, you know what else gets me?
It's building the bridge.
You know what else gets me? When you make a new, like, you get a new number and, like, they show up on your Snapchat and your Instagram. And it's like, this, your contact, this person is on whatever. I'm like, how come they never add me?
Because you're not interesting enough.
Oh, okay. Thank you for letting me know.
You don't dress well. You live at your mom's house.
Bro, you don't got to go into it. Like,
you don't have a house.
Chill out, man.
It's all the same reasons.
You don't got a house either.
No, I have all the same reasons. They never add me. That's why you got to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
If you don't take what you want.
It's discouraging, though.
If you don't take what you want, how will you know?
And you know what's more of a mind fuck, to me at least? Like, you go like, how come they don't add me? Like, why do I got to add them? And then you add them, and they add you back immediately.
Yeah.
And it's like. I know, like some people, they don't have the setting to do that with, but like, come on.
That mean that's
like, I don't remember turning that setting on.
All of this is a IOI, an indicator of interest. Mm-hmm. Say okay, hey, I mean you're just overthinking it. you're just like.
I do overthink it.
It's like, it's like it.
But it's also it's kind of like. Like if someone if a friend told me like you never told me Merry Christmas, I'd be like you didn't say it either, you know.
Well, sometimes you just gotta say Merry Christmas. By the way, did I text you?
You did. You said Merry Christ.
Yes. But I mean,
I texted first. You know.
It. I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, sometimes if you don't take the a foot forward, how would you expect a foot back?
What?
It's the same. No, like it's the same way. If you don't give, how are you expecting to take? And it's the same way for them, right?
Yeah.
If they don't give back, then okay, they're done, right? It's just done.
It can't just be done like that. Like, especially not on the first time they don't give back. Cause then,
no, but if they don't just give up eventually, then it's and if they don't, no.
So if you give, you can wait until they ever give back. And if they don't, then it's, that's what you're saying.
There, you know, it's
you never Nick, double, never double give. Is what you're saying.
It's because Nick, I think you know, even in a deeper aspect, since now you know what I mean. But we're all gonna die.
I'm not. I'm gonna live forever.
No, we're all gonna die. So if you think about it, I'm gonna die anyway. So does it really matter if the outcome? If I just say, hey,
yeah,
doesn't matter. It could matter to you, but in all realistic, it's like you're gonna die. So why not? But you can't do this about heroin. Course, right? Or fucking Nico's story with, you know what I mean? But but in these types of situations, you'd be like, I mean, you know, sometimes that's all it takes. Like, I've had it, like, where it's like you see the most beautiful girl or someone you rock or someone you just want to talk to, and you're like, fuck, you know, like I'm gonna die. Oh yeah, I am gonna die. So all right, here we go.
Yeah,
it's just I mean, it really is what it is.
But then you think that, and then you kind of like there is meaning in life, right?
There is meaning. You have to make the meaning.
There is like a purpose of what you do and shit like that. But, and if you keep thinking like, well, I'm just going to die anyways, then the meaning of life disvalues itself.
No. If anything, it's because you're thinking in a negative way. If you think of it in a positive way, oh, I'm going to die anyway, so all right, let's do it. Let me do this. I'm going to die anyway. I might as well give my life meaning instead of not giving it meaning.
It's hard to come across in my head.
Instead of saying, I'm going to die anyway, so I might as not well. It's like, no, I'm going to die anyway. If anything, I should. You know what I mean?
I don't think maybe I'm going to die, but maybe life is short.
Life is too short to be like, yeah. I'm just too shy. And then one day you're going to be in your deathbed. I'm like, fuck, I should have.
Okay, so there is like a few moments.
And it's hard. It's called the step of courage.
Yeah. There's been like a few moments last semester where I was like, oh, damn, I could have got with that girl. I could have got her number, whatever, right? And I didn't, but it's only because I thought about it after, right?
Yeah.
Where I thought, like something had happened, and I'd be like, I could have done something there, right? And then after that, so after a few of those happened, I was like, okay, from now on, you're going to be more attentive at all times, right? And you're gonna bounce on these opportunities. And then after that, I just nothing happened. Like no opportunity showed up for me. But naturally and by itself and by accident.
Yeah.
Like they just stopped happening after I said that I'm gonna.
Good.
Be more. What do you mean good?
Good.
How's that good?
Cause. Now you can be, well, in that case, you'd be like, fuck it, I'm going to make my own opportunities.
Okay.
You're getting there, Nick. I mean, you know,
I was just thinking about something. Fuck.
If anything, you know, you're just, once you leave the house, you get the job, things will start to progress, right?
Yeah.
You just need to put yourself out there, bro. Literally, it's that simple. If I never have put myself out there, I would not have anywhere to stay tonight or the day before or the day before that. Because I've made good friends who I appreciate with my heart and soul are letting me stay at their place.
Good for you, bro.
And you know what it was that took to that? It's just, hey, what are you doing Saturday? Oh, okay. I'm like, oh, mind if I join? Yeah. A long time ago. I mean, it's just that simple, man. And but you know what? I think 90% of the work is trying. If you don't try, you don't know. I mean,
it'd just be a lot easier if you just come naturally to you.
But it's not. You're not fucking.
If it just happened by accident, that'd be a lot nicer.
But
huh?
but it's because Nick, you've watched too many movies. You're not Channing Tatum. You're not Zac Efron. You know what I mean? Like,
I mean,
you're like, you don't pull up and like, you don't pull up in your motorcycle with a leather jacket and your golden hair, and you take off your helmet, and all the girls are like, who is that? And you have the blue eyes, and you're just like, you know what I mean? Like in the movies, or just where he flips his hair and he's like, you know what I mean? He's like, or some shit like that. I mean, you're not him. You're not him, bro.
I think I am.
You're Nick. You gotta work with your, you gotta, you know what? It's, you know what? There's this like this famous quote that life is not about the cards you've been dealt. It's about what
how
you do.
You play those cards.
It's about what you do with them. Mm-hmm. You're born, if you're born with a shoe and a hammer and a box of cereal, okay, then welcome to the game. You know what I mean? Yeah. You can't compare yourself to the guy who was born with a good chin, blue eyes, rich parents, good opportunities that led them to an acting career, and a great physique off the bat, because that's not you, Nick. You are you, and you have to play with your cards. And you know, and look at me. I'm the opposite of Zac Efron. You know what I mean? Like I'm the opposite of Channing Tatum, but I play with my cards, right? I mean, you just gotta play with what you're dealt.
But how could you make it happen by accident? What do you do?
What do you mean? In what case?
Like
in the movies, where no, somehow bump into the most beautiful girl, and she's like,
"Yeah."
By the way, do you want to like go out sometime?
Not like that. But I'm talking about like just like the opportunity of that stuff, like the opportunity of people coming up to you, of accidentally making friends, the opportunity of accidentally.
You're in college. You already have the opportunity. You just go where there's people,
and well,
and you say, "Hey, that's it." You say, hey.
I'm saying, like, how do you do that without trying? That's what I'm saying.
Oh, without trying?
Yeah.
Okay, well, first, you get a Lamborghini, right?
Okay. Got it. Let me write this down.
Step two, you get muscles.
Okay.
Step three, you get a cool tattoo of, like, a samurai on your whole arm.
Yeah.
Step four, you win the lottery. Step five, you have a million followers on your Instagram. Step six, you become a Oscar-winning actor. Step seven, you were accidentally born to one of the richest families in America. Step eight, your cousin is Ariana Grande. Step nine, you're actually related to The Rock. Step 10, Justin Bieber was your childhood best friend. Step 11, you have pictures of Justin Bieber. Step 12, you met Barack Obama one time, so you took a picture of Barack Obama. Step 13, you have a yacht. Step 14, you own the house you live in. Step 15, that house is a mansion. Step 16, you are actually the principal's best friend's son. So your mom is accidentally friends with the principal at the school. Step 18, you are class president. You're the highest scoring person at your school. Step 19, you dress well. Step 20, this is key. Step 20 is key. When you see someone and they make eye contact with you, you smile and you say, hey. Step 20 is all you need.
So wait, forget it with all the other steps?
Yes.
Okay.
Because there's no magic sauce, Nick. All you have to do is say, hey. Hey.
But why would that person look at you? Right? So, okay, so...
Put yourself with those people and say, hey.
I have thought about this, and I thought about, you know, how I could, you know, try that. And it's just, like...
It's because...
Having things, wearing... Not, like, wearing things, but, like... Having things on your person that make people want to ask about it, right? Or something? Like, a tattoo? And in my case, it's my helmet. I walk around with my helmet instead of locking it for that reason. And it has worked a few times. I'm just really bad at being social. So, and making new friends.
Well, you know how you become better at being social and having new friends? You fucking try.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying. I'm just...
I mean, how do you become better at basketball? You don't just step on the court and you're just like... Whoosh. You know how many times Steph Curry had to shoot to that? It's just like... It's like that. That's like being friends. That's like how.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying, like, I'm not like succeeding.
That. Okay. Well, the thing is that you just say to yourself, "I'm being a pussy. Let me try again. Let me try again.
Let me try again.
Maybe I did something wrong. Let me read a book. Let me watch a YouTube video. Let me try again. It's all about trying, getting better, man.
Yeah. I mean, I don't not try. I just...
You don't try.
Huh?
You don't try.
When, I just told you I don't. Like...
Yeah.
Huh?
You don't... You're not trying.
No, I do try. I've been trying.
Okay, then there you go.
I'm just not doing a good job at it.
That's okay.
I'm not trying as much as I should be.
How long do you think Steph Curry... How long do you think it took? How long?
About a year.
For Steph Curry to be the man he is?
Yes, for sure.
No.
That man was born with it. He just needed to weaponize it.
No.
Yes.
It didn't take a year.
How long did it take?
It took his whole life.
Since out of the womb.
No, it took his whole adult life.
He said, "Look, it's a boy."
It's not something. It's not something you just. You know what I mean? It's not. You know, it's just like it's like. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, let's put in this time. If it took a million shots for Steph Curry to be, if it took 100 million for Steph Curry to be who he is. How many shots have you taken?
Well, I don't count.
No, I mean, think about it. On the grand scale of things, so what? A couple hundred? Not even a hundred? 50?
But
70?
You mean like since when? Since like the start of birth?
Yeah.
It's a lot more than 100 at the start of birth.
Couple thousand?
Yeah.
Just gotta keep trying, man. Mm-hmm. If you notice you're doing something wrong, you probably are. Be like, fuck, I shouldn't have called girls bitches. That's the one. That's the one I have all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, this bitch. And I'm like, ah, damn it. Like, or saying the N-word.
Oh my God.
Stop saying the N-word.
I've actually have a lot of luck of saying like the bad jokes, like the really. How do I can't even think of the word for it.
Cringe?
Not cringe, but like fucked up. The really fucked up jokes.
Yeah.
I've gotten pretty lucky. And not like making someone mad or like annoyed from it.
I don't tell jokes to anyone.
Really?
I was one time on a date and I told this girl this joke. I swear to God. I told this girl this joke. That Joe Rogan did on his stand-up. And she was like, I don't get it. And I'm like, I told myself, I'm never telling anyone a joke again.
What was the joke?
It was the one of how, like, it was horrible. I did it wrong. It's like, it was the one how, like, that some Hollywood actresses had to, like, suck dick to get like a good role.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, and people are imagining like, oh, that's horrible. But if it was a guy, you're like, nah, I wouldn't give a fuck. Ferraris aren't, and then he's like, and then you tell your song, Ferraris aren't made something, they're made by hand. And it's just like, now go be Batman. And it's just like I said it in the most horrible way.
You said it horrible right now too.
And then this girl was like, I don't get it. And I'm like, oh. I made up for it though. It was a great night.
Yeah.
I touched down too.
Nice. Good for you.
It hurt my heart though. She didn't like me after.
But. My like most like risky choke. I said it, I was like, I cannot believe I said that. But so we were talking about me and my my friend. She's a girl. We're talking about one of our classmates and how he does so well in school. And we're talking about it, and I'm like, she tells me his routine and stuff, and I'm like, how does he have enough time to do all that stuff? And he's like, well, he's not working. He doesn't work. He just does school, and he's also married. And so I go, yeah, but he has a wife. To her, I said that to her, and she went. And I was like, hey, he said it himself, because he said it himself too. But yeah, she eventually laughed after it. But I was like, after I just said it, I was like, I cannot believe I just said that to a woman.
Women are the worst people to tell jokes to.
I was like, I told her, like, he doesn't have enough time because he has a wife to a woman.
Yeah. Yeah, women are the worst people to tell jokes to, bro.
I don't think so. I've had a lot of luck telling them jokes.
Well.
They're not as fucked up as, like, the ones I tell, like, guys. Like, obviously. But I definitely succeed in telling jokes to women.
I gotta go.
Okay, have fun.
I have a photo. It's not really like a date, but it's more like we're hanging out. Good podcast. It felt very bonding between me.
It did.
You know, I'm here for you, buddy. I get it. I want to tell you things how you should hear them out. It's okay. It's okay if shit doesn't go your way.